You are listening to XTC College Series, written by Allie Whipp, narrated by Jeremy Bartelt, published by Four Horsemen Publishing, Incorporated. Copyright Allie Whipp, 2020 to 2021. All rights reserved. Book 1. Office Hours, Freshman Year.
Chapter 1. The professor isn't in the habit of picking up strange men and bringing them home, but she's always willing to learn something new. A one-night stand is an experience she always wanted to have, and tonight seems like the perfect time. And he is perfect. Dark hair, just long enough to wind her fingers in. Eyes with a hint of mischief. A mouth that looks like it was made for trouble. A body strong enough to lift her up when things get heated. Combined with long, delicate fingers that promise to find all the right places. Her skin shivers just from meeting his eyes across the room. The stranger is dressed in a simple blue button-down shirt, top button opened at the collar to let him breathe, and loose khakis, his lanky form lounging casually against the wall near the bar. He nurses a drink, liquid amber, in a small tumbler, remnants of melting ice cubes clinking along the bottom. He gestures at her with the glass when she meets his eye, a look of pure invitation, desire in his dark eyes. She makes her way over to him slowly, careful of each step, not trying too hard to be sexy, focusing so that she doesn't trip and make a fool of herself. She's had a few drinks and it's starting to show. The professor isn't particularly alluring. She isn't bad, of course, but a solid 6 out of 10. Her breasts are large, her ass is round, and her legs both work fine. Her face is acceptable, but you'll never see it looking back at her from a magazine. In the past, most of her relationships have been based on her brain. She's smart, clever, and sometimes funny. She's a fun-to-be-around, easygoing, casual flirt. She doesn't wear high heels or short skirts. She rarely wears makeup at all, though tonight she has splurged on some eyeliner. Not that it is particularly visible behind her glasses. Her hair is short and simply cut, her body a little softer than it should be, but still perfectly functional. The few men she's had relationships with haven't complained, but they haven't written any sonnets praising the virtues of reform either. She usually sticks with the chatting, a little flirting, some innuendos. She never pursues things after that. It always seems like too much effort. If she meets someone she wants to date, she'll want to get to know him first, talk with him, see who he is. Not this time. She doesn't particularly want to date the stranger near the bar. She doesn't care about his childhood winters spent ice skating on the pond. She doesn't care about the novel he's inevitably going to write someday. She doesn't care about his car, or his condo, or his clothes. Well, maybe his clothes. Okay, she cares a lot about his clothes. That shirt and its buttons, those little plastic circles practically begging her to release them, pop them free one by one as she runs her hands down his chest. Would he be hairy? She takes another look, scanning those hands again, eyes ranging up his wrists. Maybe. Her gaze finds his face again, and he is still watching her as she watches him. Her expression must tell him everything he wants to know. She's never had much of a poker face. Steeling herself, she takes the last few steps toward him, her eyes boldly meeting his. She wants to say something sexy, something clever, but the words die in her throat. How does one normally begin? Introductions, of course. He will ask her name. She will reply and ask his. But she doesn't want to know his name. She doesn't want to know anything except how it will feel to have those hands pressed against the small of her back, those lips hard against her own, her fingers twined in that dark mop of hair. She wonders if he will take his glasses off to fuck. He seems the type. She always keeps hers on. She's blind without them, and she likes to see what's going on. They stare at each other, and she waits for him to speak. He doesn't. He just keeps looking at her, the same smolder kept just under...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?